When you haven't found love, it can feel like everyone else has. It's in every movie, every song, and all the PDA. Looking for love sucks. Thankfully, California Psychics can give you the guidance you need to find the one. We guarantee, if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. And new customers receive 20 minutes for just $20. Visit CaliforniaPsychics.com and experience the joy of certainty. California Psychics.
We return to the men's room with Miles and Thrill.
Who Sucks Less coming up in just a couple minutes here, but first time for a few emails to the men's room at KISW.com.
You've got mail.
You've got mail.
Birthdays brought to you by our friends at Men's Room Roasted Red Salsa from San Juan Salsa Company.
Dip responsibly.
Guys, my son Luke turned 6 today. Loves listening to you guys. Always asks me to put on the show. I want to wish him the very happiest of birthdays. Let him know I still love him. Even though he called me a bowl of S last night. Because I asked him to pick up his Legos. Bowl of S. Could I get a medley of farts? Coked up Ted, giving him questionable life advice. We don't do coked up Ted for people
6-year-olds.
Under the age of 18 years old.
Even with a mouth like that.
How about Coach Ted with some life advice? And a few dad jokes for Miles. Thanks, guys. That from Kyle.
All right, son, I've had a coach up a few like you before. You wouldn't be the first kid that comes to a father that's a bowl of ass, but he's your father. He still has good advice, and he got you listening to the right stuff. So listen to him.
Okay.
Dad jokes, you're wrong.
Dad jokes for a 6-year-old. I try to tame these down a bit, so to speak.
All right.
Why are fish so smart?
Because they're always in school.
That is correct. What do you call a pig who does karate?
Pork chop.
Pork chop. What did the plate say to the other plate?
Let's stick together.
Dinner's on me.
I guess that's more of a paper plate joke.
Where do cows like to go in the evening? Cows.
Movies.
The movies. What is a tornado's favorite game to play?
Twister.
And what dog is always needing a bath? What dog is always needing a bath?
The bloodhound.
A shampoodle.
Wow. All right.
I did have one adult one I'll get rid of. My wife doesn't like my umbrella jokes.
Why not?
Not a fan of dry humor. All men, given the grand privilege of driving Glenn Cannon and Wyatt Olney in the Wreckage's band equipment across the country for their 9-date East Coast tour. Boy, I hope they printed up t-shirts. First off, the Allegheny Fairgrounds for the 3-day Rock the Mountains Festival. One of the organizers is Andy, and it's his birthday today. Without the love and hospitality of he and his family, this tour would be impossible to accomplish. Andy truly deserving of our love with a fart montage. The captain advising Andy how we should celebrate tonight at the Moose Knuckle Lodge. And Coke Ted giving advice to beat the current sweltering humid weather on the East Coast. All the love and a little shove. That from Christopher.
Ooh, well, ahoy there. Well, the Moose Knuckle Lodge is what we call Little Debbie's undercarriage. I would advise getting a slice of pie. Grunge berries.
No. Well, you know what's funny? Coked up Ted knows a thing or two about that area you're in right now. Here's my advice. Forget that knuckle lounge, whatever kind of knuckle it is. What you want to do is drink till about last call, then drive over that river into West Virginia, a place called Pastime. There's going to be a woman on stage. Colonoscopy bag, sing karaoke. Enjoy yourself.
I love the fact you scratch your neck when you do go to bed.
All right. Get into character.
All right, guys, here you go. Happy, happy, happy birthday. Happy, happy, happy birthday. Happy, happy, happy birthday to you. To you, to you.
B.
BT.
Yaz a Dirty Germans brought to you by Men's Room Original Sausage. Available through Uli's World Famous Sausage, mensroomlive.com, and other fine retailers. Schweinefly.
Think about a couple extra emails. A weird, useless skill, guys, catching up on the Odyssey app. And you guys were talking about useless skills that you have. Well, ever since I was a little boy, I was able to breathe through my eyes. Yes, I know, my eyes. As you know, your tear ducts are connected to your nasal passages. I guess mine are abnormally large. But yes, I can push air out and pull air in. Circus Creek material. Rock on, bitches. Thanks for all you do. Hope to meet you guys soon on one of your Men's Room World Tours. That from Noah, the lineman in Rochester, New York.
Oh, nice.
Mm. Yeah, good luck on that. Meet Noah in Rochester, New York.
Let's do one there.
Take a road trip up there. Maybe we'll go to Chuck Mangione's funeral.
It hasn't happened yet. You think they play Feel So Good?
I don't know.
Oh, it's about to.
Yeah.
Why did you say that?
What?
Is he not dead?
He is dead.
Oh, I thought I was just, whoever this guy is, he's going to die soon.
No, he is actually dead.
All right.
No, we are.
Jesus.
This is post-Reaper.
All right.
Yeah.
Post-Reaper.
Why did you say that?
I know. It's like,
you know the power.
I was just, to be honest with you, glad that Joe Pesci made it through the weekend.
Yeah, no kidding.
Questions about deafness. Olivicholas. I have a congenital ear issue that later after many surgeries left me clinically deaf. As you were talking about it, I'd love to answer some of your questions about deafness. So after my surgery that ultimately left me completely deaf, before I had 25 to 30% hearing ability. So why would you get a surgery that completely wipes out your hearing?
I don't think that was the goal.
Oh, okay. Well, when you can't hear anything, your ears ring very loudly in your head. And the only option is to just get used to it. Also, you get ghost sounds, like hearing someone's voice, like your child call your name, when they aren't even there.
That is weird.
So I guess like phantom pain.
Yeah, something like that.
I have a bone-anchored hearing aid to allow me to hear when I have it on. I can hear better with it on than I ever would have naturally. Yes, turning myself off is a wonderful option because the sounds of the world sometimes get a bit too much. As for dreaming, you can hear sounds as if you were hearing a person. Now, that may be only from someone who had heard sounds before, but at night, I am completely deaf and I can hear perfectly in my dreams.
Huh.
That from Ramona.
Okay.
That's crazy.
That is pretty crazy. And one more. Another one from Rochester, New York. From Hornell, New York. And the catching up on the Odyssey app was laughing at the mandatory electrician saying, who worked on this one last deal?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'm an electrician too. And I replaced an electrical panel the other day in my friend's house for him. Not long after, he had a contractor friend of our pub build an addition to his home. Obviously, he had to add some electric to the panel. A few years later, I asked the contractor if he needed help on a second job. Would have been a state rate job at about $50 an hour. He says the opposite of the mandatory electrician statement. No, I've seen your work. I can't afford you. Saying my work was too good and uncluttered and pretty. Later, bitches. That from the Trickler.
Has that ever happened before?
I'm not sure. Not that I've ever heard of. All right, coming up at 5:08, we'll drink a toast with the shot of the day. But first,
now the men's room wants to know who sucks less.
Yay! Time for Who Sucks Less. Stephen Thrill-Hill, you bring us three stories from the news each and every week. They always suck. It's up to us to determine out of the three stories which one sucks the least. Now, if you happen to like KISW on Facebook or follow us on X and Instagram, the debate is already underway on Who Sucks Less.
Yes, indeed. And for today's episode of Who Sucks Less, we take to the friendly skies. That's right. Let us start in Australia, where a man accused of running naked down the aisle of an Australian airliner, knocking down a flight attendant and forcing the pilot to turn the plane back. Yeah, he was arrested at the airport. Now, the incident occurred early in what was scheduled to be a 3.5-hour flight on the Virgin Australia airliner. They're taking off from Perth, which is on the west coast, to Melbourne, which is on the east coast. Well, flight VA69-6 returned to Perth Airport after a disruptive passenger. That's according to the airline. And by disruptive, what they're saying is the cops were waiting for the plane, and the disruptive guest was removed from the aircraft. Police said officers arrested a man after he ran naked across the plane. This is mid-flight. and knocked a crew member down to the floor. Now, the person was transferred to a hospital for evaluation where he is still. It's not clear how and where the plane passenger took off his clothes, what charges he will face, not yet finalized. So the idea is you're on a flight, you just want to get where you're going, and for reasons that no one knows, guy jumps up, gets naked, knocks over the flight attendant, and you got to turn back.
Okay.
It's annoying, but he did.
I know it doesn't have anything to do with the story. Formatically, I wonder what that flight is. Is that 3 hours?
Three and a half.
Three and a half.
Yep, okay. 3 hours, 30 minutes.
All right.
Yep. You get naked. And like I said, I don't care what you do on a plane. Please do not divert my flight. I just want to get where the F I'm going. Now we continue. A family's vacation took a disturbing turn after the child lost their iPad. So it was stolen by the Delta Airlines worker, who then used it to make explicit videos. Now the family figured it out when the video surfaced in their cloud storage. Now those claims appear in a federal lawsuit filed against the airline by Tori and Brooke Brewer of Charleston, South Carolina, who are seeking damages for negligence, emotional distress, and harassment. Now, the Brewers say the incident began last July when they traveled from Charleston to New York and then on to London, only realizing after their arrival that their child's Peppa Pig-cased iPad was missing. Mm. Well, not long after, Brooke Brewer started getting text messages about the tablet and used Apple's tracking app to locate it. Turns out it was still in New York. But then she noticed selfies of a man in a Delta uniform and name badge appearing in her iCloud account. Then, about a month later, came explicit videos of the same man masturbating, and he's still wearing a Delta lanyard in the screenshots. Now, according to the suit, the man was also accused of using Brooke's iTunes and Amazon accounts, creating unauthorized profiles, one of which was discovered by their child. Now, despite reporting the situation to Delta not once but twice, the Brewers claim the only response was an automated email saying the airline was looking for the device. Now, Delta said in a statement that the accused is not an employee by the airline, but works for an unnamed vendor. Airline also says it has zero tolerance, blah, blah, blah. But again, Delta said the accused is not an employee of the airline. Let's go back. When the video showed up in her iCloud account, he's wearing a Delta uniform. When he started doing the explicit videos where he started masturbating, he's wearing a Delta-issued lanyard. I'll let you do the math on that one. And then finally, a married Connecticut couple. They're facing felony charges after joining the Mile High Club on a JetBlue flight on Saturday morning. Trista Riley and Christopher Arnold. They were traveling to Sarasota, Florida from JFK International Airport in New York when they engaged in lewd and lascivious exhibition, known colloquially as having sex. Now, a flight attendant told the cops that several youths and their mother witnessed Riley and Arnold performing sexual activity aboard JetBlue Flight 163. Now, when Brian Zepp, that's the JetBlue flight attendant, walked to Ms. Riley's seating area in the 25th row, he witnessed her making up and down movements with her head while she was face down on Mr. Arnold's lap. Cops noted that further investigation indicated that Ms. Riley was seen by two underage youths performing oral sex and masturbating Mr. Arnold.
Ooh.
It should be noted they did not use the term masturbated in the article. They used one we can't even say on the radio. I continue. In a witness statement, a female passenger who was flying with the two children said that during takeoff, she spotted Riley masturbating her male companion. Quote, "She noticed that my two kids were watching them, and they did not stop. After that, she was laying on him as though she was performing oral sex." Now, both Riley and Arnold, they were arrested upon the flight's arrival in Sarasota. The duo, who live in Connecticut, they were booked in the county jail, from which they were freed on Monday after posting bail. So those are three stories. They got the guy in Australia, who, for reasons no one knows, gets naked, runs up and down the aisle, knocks over a flight attendant, flight diverted. We have the second story, where a Delta employee, even though they're denying it, stole the kid's iPad, again, wrapped in a Peppa Pig cover, took the iPad, basically started using it on his own, not understanding the iCloud storage system. So when he started doing his sex videos, it went to the family's iCloud account. They got to witness the whole thing. And finally, the married couple, where she performed a mouth hug on the guy just in their seats, saw the kids watching her and was like, "I'm going to finish the job anyway."
Hey, yeah. I guess Australia's worse because physical violence was involved.
Yeah, knocking over the flight attendant.
And you had to, turn the flight around, all that crap. So that affects a lot of people. Now, I don't believe that the child might have noticed a few things with their iPad. But the child did not have access to the cloud. So the child did not see the videos.
Did not see the explicit videos.
Did not see the explicit pictures.
Mom did, but no, the Mom kid did not
the
see
The kid
it.
Did not see any of that.
Correct.
The guy was identified based on the fact that he was wearing his name badge and his work uniform.
That's a giveaway. Right.
And I'm assuming he was probably let go by Delta. I don't know.
Well, it depends, because according to them, in spite of his uniform and lanyard and name badge, he does not work for them. So they wouldn't be in position to do anything about it now, would they?
Connecticut couple doing that in front of kids, not good.
The only thing is, they don't say how old these kids were, okay? Because they say the kids were underage, and to be fair, if the kids are 17, they're legally underage. But at 17, they
know what's going on.
Right, they know what's going on.
I guess I'm going to go with the guy that took the iPad and used it as his own personal movie-making machine.
See, I think the couple on the act might be the worst, right? Because, like, nobody wants to explain to an 8-year-old kid what they just saw.
Sure. And again, we don't know the ages of the
kids. We don't know, but even...
But to me, the difference is...
But you know people can see you.
And she knew that the kids were watching. Or as the mom says, the woman performing the act recognized that the kids were watching and continued anyway.
Right, so to me, that's a level of just...
I don't care.
Yeah, and just kind of disrespectful.
Yeah, a little bit.
I mean, first of all, you're already doing it on the plane. You know what I mean? Like, there's got to be a better way to cover it up. But then to actually see, you can see the kids are watching you and just be like, screw it, I don't care. Like... I think that might be the worst.
All right.
Miles, I hear your argument, but God forbid that kid had found that video. That's going to be scarring.
Yeah, it's up in the cloud.
But it's not on the. It's not anywhere that he can access.
I mean, it's on the cloud. I don't know if the kid can or not.
You got to go up there and pull it and get it and take it.
Have you seen kids with iPads?
My kid could get there in a heartbeat. I don't know that they're looking to find something in cloud storage. I don't know that they put a lot of stuff there. But if I need to get something out of the cloud... I'm going to hand my phone to my
kid. I don't know
kid.
How to get stuff out of my cloud.
Hand it to my
kid. I bet if I handed it to a 10-year-old, they could figure it out.
In a heartbeat like that.
So, right? At the end of the day, though, the guy in Australia, it's inconvenience. He did knock over the dude, but it seems like it's mostly inconvenience.
It is a lot of inconvenience.
That guy might have a little PTSD, but the other two involve kids having trauma from seeing an event. That seems worse. So I think maybe Australian guy sucks the least just because they still got there. Nobody had to see.
Eventually.
Nobody had to see a penis. Well, no, they did.
He was naked
too.
He's butt naked.
God damn
and keep
it.
In mind, he's
trying to stop people from having to see penis.
He was stripping down in the aisle. It's not even like I right. get in the seat and popped up. Like, dude, jumped up.
All right, then iPad guy, I'm with Miles. Sucks the least.
What do you think, Mike? Out of these three,
it's a tough one. It really is. I think I got to go with the couple that are just getting it after it there in the seat.
Suck the least?
Yes. Just because, one, the dude with the iPad is nasty. I agree with Miles that the guy caused physical harm in the first one. That's why I've got to go with that. Plus, I don't know if I count that as the Mile High Club. You and I talked about this off the air. I don't know if that qualifies as the Mile High Club. However... It's freaking cool.
Debate continues on Who Sucks Less. If you like KISW on Facebook or follow us on X or Instagram as well. Cut up at 5:08. We'll drink a toast with a shot of the day. You are listening to The Men's Room. Cut up here at 5:08. We'll drink a toast with a shot of the day. And we do have your headlines on the way at 5:50. But first, quick check with Mike Hogg and some of the stories and headlines he is not working on.
Well, thank you, Miles. New research suggests Ozempic face as the culprit for a recent cosmetic surgery boom.
That makes sense.
What, you get a little flabby, so you got to get skin removed or tightened?
Yeah, pretty you get kind of hollow okay. and all that. All right.
Exactly. Which, if you're willing to go the distance to artificially change what you look like in one circumstance, you, of course, you're not.
Those are the others. Sure.
Right.
Well, I mean, that just happens with anybody who loses that much weight, too.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Coors is releasing a deodorant.
Yeah, like Coors, the beer company.
Yeah, I saw this.
Does it smell like Rocky Mountain air?
Yeah, pretty
That's
much.
Their idea, which means it smells like nothing.
Right. Which, ideally, I would rather smell like nothing than B.O., yes. but...
Maybe like a pine, you know.
Right.
I'm not sure what the Goat trees poop. Are in the Rocky Mountains
smells
over there.
Like hops. That would... No.
Yeah?
I mean...
That smells like weed.
You know exactly. It's going to sell out.
Of course,
it's a novelty.
It's great
item.
Branding.
Yeah,
you know they almost got me. Even though if I had a charcoal grill, I'd probably get it. Walked into Fred Meyer not terribly long ago, and it's like, Miller Lite charcoal, all right.
Yeah,
like,
why not?
Why the hell do I need Miller Lite charcoal?
Well, you won't know until you buy it, Mike.
I know. I see it in my store, too. I don't even have a charcoal grill.
Right. Like, and ooh. Why?
Have you seen the Miller Lite Pringles?
No.
I've had them, Ted. Okay. Do they taste any different?
They taste great.
All right. I haven't bought them, but I've seen them. I'm like, well, I like Pringles. I like Miller Lite.
They did a beer brat, and they did a beer can chicken flavor of Pringle.
All right. Oh, so they were flavors.
Correct.
Nice.
They're great. Plane turbulence is apparently becoming more common and more severe.
Well, yeah, humid.
Right.
So is the weather around the world.
Right, it kind of adds up.
What do you know? The Merriam-Webster word of the day. The D. Are you guys ready? It is a D word that means someone that looks very much like another person.
Doppelganger.
Nailed it.
Boom.
It was easy today.
Well, don't say it like that, dude. We finally get one.
Well, yeah.
I mean, Alex Trebek never went, oh, well, this was an easy final draft for me.
No, he just showed when he was disappointed that you didn't get the
no. There's just a way he said it. Like, geez, man.
No.
I love the one clip. It's like football stuff. Pretty simple. They don't get it. And he's just like, I can tell you guys love sports.
Didn't he, like, losers. Call them nerds or something like that? Seriously, dude. Yeah.
Then there was one where, you remember how we did the interview process with everybody after that first break?
Yeah.
There was one where it was one, I don't remember what it was that they were geeking out about, but it was something that they were interested in, and they went on this big, long tangent about the thing that interested them the most and went, okay. And then we have Steve over here. Oh. Like, he clearly had zero Fs to give about whatever they were talking about.
He used to ask, you know, like, Ken Jennings does it right. Here's some fluffy thing you said about yourself. Explain the situation. Trebek would do it in a way where, Mike says, here you work as an ER nurse. How many lives have you lost in this month? Like, damn, Alex. You know, seriously, man, it's just...
Just trying to play trivia.
Like, wow, ease up, man.
A giant orange mole has popped up in a random district in the UK.
Hello.
Hello, I'm an orange mole.
I'm an orange mole.
Hello, love. An orange mole?
Big orange mole.
Don't smash me like it's Christmas.
It's an inflatable thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Are you sure it was a mole?
I'm a thrill. Yeah. I thought this orange colored mole has just shown up.
Has it got face makeup on?
That, it's a different story now that's inflatable.
Yeah, because I had to, I forgot about that, but yeah, I clicked on it and I'm like, okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
It's a big orange mole.
That makes a lot more sense, though, than just this random orange mole. Hello, love. I come with radiation.
Hello. Need a mole. A new study has found that indoor air is filled with microplastics, in case you weren't scared enough.
Well, no kidding.
Crack a damn window.
We're going to die, dude. It's fine. We've officially hit the point that there's a study on harsh effects hot weather has on your boys.
On my testicles?
Oh, yeah.
All right.
So, you know, my favorite website, especially for the ones that I'm not working on, is called Study Finds, and it's talking about what they call it, summer long bees.
Okay.
I was like, okay, this is interesting. I actually want to read about this, but I didn't have time, so I got to go back to that one.
So you don't know what the hot weather's doing to my testicles?
Basically, it's just that they're going through it. You know, that being dudes, we know that with the temperature changes, so does the height and the length, and just honestly, that has a toll on it. That takes a toll on it. In the summertime, when they're hanging down and they're trying to air out a little bit more, they're exposed a lot more, and it, you know, they get in places that they shouldn't be, and they cause discomfort.
That's an anatomical flaw.
It is. It's
amazing. We did not design our testicles to bounce up and down with the temperature. Like, nature chose it. Don't make it a problem. Ask for them to be in different locations based on the temperature.
Do you have any, like, those shorts? Like, Miles, I know you have a bunch of them. It's almost like a bathing suit, but you wear them for, like, working out or whatever. Yeah. So they're shorter, and it's got the little undercarriage in there.
Yeah, it's got a mesh net.
So I never worry about it as I use them all on my walks in the morning. But, like, the other day I went to, like, tie my shoe, and I was like, oh, jeez.
No, right.
Is one of those guys going to slide out?
Yes, he is.
It's hot, brother.
They just get a hold out there.
What up, everybody?
How free. No, you're not.
There's the orange mole.
I can see your mole, Ted. It's smiling at me.
It appears to be six more weeks of winter. Half of college students say AI education is the most important thing that they'll learn. It's the future, so yeah.
I mean, yes, it is what it is.
Learn how to harness it. Learn how to make money with it.
Okay, that's a different thing.
Right? You know?
Okay, generally speaking, like any idiot can use it. It's not. It's like using Google. It is really not a difficult thing.
And it seems odd to teach somebody something that's going to take their job.
Right.
That's right why now, it's like it's a short lifespan of like, I'm going to be an expert on AI. Okay, well, pretty soon there's going to be experts on, or the AI will be the expert.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So I think that's part of the good thing about the education is then you kind of learn where those jobs are going to go. We're still going to have jobs. Sure. And, you know, the whole thing is that AI is going to actually create a whole bunch more jobs. Okay, well, what are those jobs?
Yeah, what are the jobs
going to be? I'd like to know what that is.
Yeah. Trust me, it's all fun and games till RoboCop shows up on your front door.
That's a fact, dude. Mm-hmm.
And he's at the wrong door.
Yeah, and Robo Radio DJ's telling you what you need to hear.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Am I a robot?
I don't know, man. It's all a simulation, Ted.
Oh, that you're right.
Some of this has been pre-recorded.
Right. A new report says people with good mental health have about 5 friends in their personal circle.
Okay.
Yeah. And what if I told you that they all had an identity?
The Men's Room Top 10.
Nice.
Thank you.
The Men's Room Top 10.
10 types of people you can find in every friend group.
Everyone's got that one friend, the I know it looks like I haven't showered or worn clean underwear in 10 years, but I have a job guy, but I don't like the job guy. You know this friend, he's harmless, but he's always got some weird ass thing to happen to him that if anybody else told you this story, you wouldn't believe it. But when Daryl tells you about it, you know it's true. Like getting his flight canceled in Sioux Falls, South Dakota. So he takes a Greyhound. Takes him 4 days to get home. And on the bus, he reconnects with his second cousin twice removed. Or they celebrate their reunion by drinking whiskey from a plastic bottle, then get kicked off for stealing a sleeping kid's fruit roll-ups.
Dear God. Alrighty. So let's see if we can identify all these different friends here. And so these are apparently the different types of people that you can find in a friend group. Think about your own personal circles, maybe even the people in this room, see what we got here. They start with the mom, the mother of the group, hovers and lays down the law. Like your mom at home, your friend group mom can be a real stickler, but they don't mean to be. They're the glue that holds everyone together, making sure everybody gets along and is happy. Overall, they want what's best for everybody.
That is my wife.
They say if you think that you're the mom of the group, that you're the one that anyone can come to, just remember that it's okay for people to make mistakes, including yourself. After all, how else can you learn?
100% my wife. If they put Ms. in front of her name, there's two ways of people address my wife. If they just say her name, they're just talking to her. When they put Ms. in front of it, they're about to tell you what she has demanded that they must do.
That's right.
And why it must be executed.
Mm-hmm. I do mom things, but I don't think I'm the mom.
Breastfeed.
Yeah. Like, I'll be the one that plans everything. Like, we have to be here. We're doing this. We're going here. On this time. Can we all show up? Will you please go take a shower now?
Right, right.
You know, we got to be down here at 5. I've already got us an Uber.
You hungry, like, baby? That kind of
thing. So maybe I am the mom.
Not even his kid. Miles is breastfeeding.
Get something to eat before you drink, please.
Doesn't you tell people that?
Doesn't mean it happens.
Yeah.
Or do you say, hang on, smoke this, you'll feel better.
Yeah.
Pretend I'm your mom.
What am I trying to do? Trying to make it feel better.
The therapist. No matter the time, the therapist friend gives you a shoulder to cry on. This friend is there for you 24/7. They'll listen to all your worries and only offer advice when you ask for it. Basically, you can vent your feelings to them and know that they're safe. They're always looking out for you. The therapist.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I feel like that
changes. To a point. You got to work on yourself, too.
Yeah, 100%. The connector. Building lasting relationship is the connector's job. This friend hates when their other friends fight. They want everybody to be one big happy family. They'll most likely introduce you to other people they know based on common interests or goals. Basically, the connector is always ready to expand the group and knows just about everybody in town.
All right, okay.
Yeah, that's me.
About to say, it feels a little like you, Ted Smith.
Yeah, and I have certain friends I don't mix with certain groups because I know, like, just like, I like this guy. He's going to say something wild.
They're going to clash.
They're a little more conservative.
We call you the social chemist. Right. These two ingredients cannot get together. It will cause an explosion.
Exactly. I have recently found out, though, I have a bad habit of saying, you know this guy. I talk about him all. And they're like, I don't know, man. You come in here with a lot of friends.
You bring a lot of people through, man. You have the planner. Again, these are friend group roles. Spontaneity is not the planner's wheelhouse. The planner of the group is all about structure. If you have a trip coming up, chances are that they've already made the itinerary and booked the hotel. They're always on time, organized, and ready with a to-do list.
See, Miles, I would give you that title.
As well, opposed to the mom. Like, you know what you want to do on the trip. You
my thing is this. We're going to play golf, and we're going to go eat someplace. So I'll look and check out the restaurants. What do you guys want? Pizza, subs, where are you going? What, bar food? Because here's like three places. What do you think?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm not that guy. I don't care.
Go with the flow.
Whatever, man.
We'll do what we're going
to
do.
I'm just going to have fun. You do what you need to do to make you happy. I know I'll be fine.
You've got the Joker. Laughter is inevitable when a jokester is around. They're the comic relief of the group. They know the perfect joke to break the ice when things get tense, heated, or somber. Their outgoing and fun personality makes them the life of the party, even if it means being the brunt of their own jokes.
I was told that recently about myself. I do not see it that way, but everyone agreed.
Okay.
Like, you just say whatever, whenever, but generally it's funny. I'm like, all right.
You got the quick wit for it. Your brain goes to places, and I've told you this over and over again, that I wish I had that speed.
No, you don't. Just goes to weird places, that's all.
The friend group roles, they have the hipster. Cool and different. A hipster isn't like your other friends. The hipster of a group walks to the beat of their own drum. Maybe they shop at small boutiques, only listen to indie music, or prefer black coffee over pumpkin spice lattes. Either way, they push you outside your comfort zone and make your life more exciting.
All right.
Yeah. I have one of those buddies. Yeah. I mean, to his credit, he always looks great.
Sure.
But sometimes it's like, man, we're just having fire on the beach. You didn't have to show up looking all GQ'd.
Come on, man. Come on. Dial it back.
And I don't want to go get a cocktail after this. I'm slamming beers.
Yeah.
This is not a cocktail night. This is a beer night.
Right. I'm going to cut off, dude.
You have the overachiever. Straight A's are an overachiever's best friend. This friend will likely be a CEO in the future. They're always aiming high and pushing you to do the same. With a positive attitude and a ton of motivation, the bar is never too high for this friend.
Yeah, I got a buddy like that.
Yeah? Keeps on pushing?
Had dinner with him Saturday, man. Super smart guy, though.
All right.
Enjoys company. We're very different, but that's why we get along.
You've got the flirt. The flirt of the group can't help but wink at everybody. What can they say? Hey, they like people, and people like them. Flirting's just in their nature, and it's rare to catch this friend not complimenting somebody. If you end up winning over your crush, they're the one to go to.
Got a friend like that for sure.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
We all got the flirt. And sometimes I wonder if it's the flirt or if they're just... They kind of have that natural attraction.
I think they're more... I don't think their quote-unquote flirtiness is intentional. They're just that person.
Yeah.
Like, they have no interest in you, as far as that goes. But, yeah, they're always flirty all the time to anyone they meet.
Yeah.
Male, female, doesn't matter. That's just how they roll.
I have one buddy that's good-looking, and he is not flirting. But he's just good-looking, and, like, I've had other friends be like, is he flirting with my girl? I'm like, no. He's just talking to her. He just wants to talk.
He's just existing.
Yeah, that's the way my friend, like, dude, they're not hitting at, they're really, not interested out. In you.
Right.
This is how they operate. Mm-hmm.
Friend group roles. You've got the party animal. Wild and outgoing.
Same person. Nice.
The party animal is the life of the party. You can't take this friend anywhere without making new friends and having a good time. They're the first to bring the booze or hook up with somebody. They're always down to live it up.
They're also the first that needs to be cut off and leave.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They get they get everything started.
Everything's gas, no break.
All gas, no brakes with it. The chill one. Life is a total breeze for the chill friend. This friend is as cool as a cucumber. When disaster strikes, nothing seems to faze them. They keep everybody else level-headed with their down-to-earth personality and relaxed attitude.
Yep. For sure.
Yeah.
I'm not that person, but I know the person.
I can be that person, but I don't know if I would classify as that person. You know what I mean?
Fair enough.
Yeah, I have one of those friends. And I don't know how to explain it. It just does. Don't sweat it. It'll work out. But I'm like, dude, no. Like, this and this and that. And then I'm like, you son of a bitch.
Yeah, no.
How did it work out for you?
That's right.
Told you, just chill.
We walked right through it, man.
Be cool, man.
It's going to be fine. We got this. The artistic one. The creative friend always has a project that they're working on. This friend has so many hobbies that they even lose track of them. They're constantly staying busy with creative side hustles like painting, writing, reading. If you need something artistic, they've got your back.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
You've got the fashionable one. The fashionista never fails to set a trend. This friend knows the latest styles like the back of their hand. They won't hesitate to tell you if what you're wearing is hot or not. Basically, they're the one that you turn into when you have nothing to wear.
You look hot. You look not.
Yeah, and it helps, too. Sometimes they'll pick out stuff for you, and you look better. And people are like, hey, you look so fashionable.
I'm like, I have nothing to do with
that. Yeah, it's like, no, it's not me.
Did not pick this
What's
up.
What's in the rack with my buddy?
Basically, yeah.
Yeah.
Friendship group roles, you've got the smart one. The academic friend knows the answers to all of your questions. They either have their nose stuck into a book or are researching something. But one thing's certain, they're the smartest person that you know. You've got a problem to solve, you know that they'll have the answer. Absolutely. You've got the hothead. Opinionated friends can sometimes be hot-headed. They don't mean to be angry, they just have a lot of pent-up rage.
They just are.
This friend is most likely going to get you into or pick a fight. They have a lot of opinions, and sometimes they don't know when to let things go. Their strong will is admirable, and you know what, if you're ever in trouble, they're right here with you.
Yep, for sure.
Yeah, and they die on weird hills.
Yeah. They do. They do.
I'm just like, come on.
It ain't that serious,
man. It's like, right, but you're dug in, so I'm going to stop this conversation because you're not going to let it go.
And then we're going to leave you with this last of the friendship group role. You've got the absolute mess.
Nice.
The mess of the group has never has anything together. No matter how hard this friend tries, things never turn out the way that they expect. The universe is truly against them. They're usually late, disorganized. Their chaotic personality leads them down messy rabbit holes.
ADHD.
But at least it makes for an interesting story.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. ADHD. There you go. A family from South Carolina is suing an airline after they left an iPad behind.
Wonder why.
Oh, really?
I'll tell you all about it at 5:50.
I guess our headlines are coming up at 5:50. In the meantime, we made it to drinking time.
Somebody out there deserves to be recognized. And the men's room knows just who it is. So to you, we say, bottoms up, sailor. You're the toast of our shot of the day.
Drink time it is, and as usual, we head to the drink desk and Steve of Thrill Hill to find out who we're toasting.
Yes, indeed. And today we toast the emergency response teams in Rostock, Germany. On Sunday evening, a dog walker at a demolition site made the very unsettling discovery of a dead human body in a blue plastic bag.
Uh-oh.
Naturally, they reached out to authorities, and homicide investigators, police drones, and fire engines were on the scene for 5 hours before they actually discovered the remains and immediately identified the body as Love Buddy, a lifelike female sex doll.
Oh, no.
It had been set on fire and stuffed inside of an IKEA bag. But if you see the picture of this thing, it really does look like a dead body. My favorite part of the story is when they all went out there to investigate this thing, one of the people they called was obviously the funeral home. So when the cops realized that it was simply Love Buddy, and who's the guy that admits, oh, that's Love Buddy?
Okay.
You know, they all gave him a look. They looked at the funeral director and said, you know what? Can you do us a favor and take this thing back to the police station for evidence? And they're like, yeah, okay. All right, but like I said, I saw the picture. I would have thought it was a dead body as well. But nope, it's a sex doll at a demolition site and an IKEA bag.
Yeah, I wonder what made somebody go, I got to burn this and throw it away.
I wondered about that, and I'm like, I wonder if they're worried. I don't know. They're going to swab it for DNA or something? I don't know why you'd
like getting rid of a real body, and it's like, dude,
that's what I mean.
It's a doll.
That's why the dog walker was like, oh, my God, man. You know, they don't want to get super close. But like I said, the picture I saw, I'm like, yeah, I would think that's a corpse, too. But it was Love Buddy, who, well, rest in peace.
Love Buddy.
So we pour this booze, and we drink this booze because we think it's yummy.
Yummy.
So over the tongue and down the throat to party in our tummies.
Down the hola, bitchola.
All right, it's going to get tested on the line now for Profile This, 206-803-ROCK. Profile This is next.